From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Speaking in Germany Monday, President Obama ordered an increase in the number of U.S. Special Operations Forces in Syria by up to 250 additional troops to increase pressure on Islamic State. The U.S. earlier deployed about 50 such troops. Mr. Obama spoke about the decision on the CBS television network.
Dismantling ISIL is a priority. Although we are not going to be sending ground troops in to fight, we are going to try to find out what works and then double down. And one of the things that's worked so far is us putting special forces in for training and advising of local forces, but also intelligence gathering.
Peter Cook, a U.S. Defense Department spokesman, said the reinforcements will add to what the previous 50 troops have already done in the fight against the IS group.
They'll be establishing connections with forces on the ground, capable forces to take the fight to ISIL. They'll be improving our picture of the battlefield, our sense of what's happening on the ground. So they'll be engaging with forces on the ground, getting a better picture of the battle space, improving our intelligence assessment and our targeting assessment as well.
Earlier this month, the U.S. announced deployment of another 200 troops and attack helicopters to Iraq, where they hope to retake IS-captured territory. Dozens of South Sudanese rebels led by Commander Simon Gatwich Dul arrived Monday in the capital Juba in a tangible sign of movement toward fulfilling last year's peace agreement. However, there's no clear indication when rebel leader Riek Machar, who has repeatedly tried to travel to Juba, will arrive. Machar is supposed to become vice president in a power-sharing deal reached with President Salva Kiir in regional talks in Ethiopia last year. The U.S. has blamed both sides for holding up implementation of the peace agreement. Mr. Kiir's sacking of Machar in December 2013 sparked a civil war. This is VOA News. Tuesday marks the 30th anniversary of the Chernobyl nuclear disaster when an explosion at the power plant near the Ukrainian town contaminated a wide area, sending radiation clouds worldwide. At least 31 died immediately, but an estimated thousands more have succumbed to various illnesses, including cancer. Former plant employee Ludmila Kamkina said at the time she didn't think the catastrophe would change lives forever. She described it as a silent nuclear war. The site is still being decommissioned. Some 40 nations have contributed billions for a long-term shelter over the building that contains the destroyed reactor to replace a temporary sarcophagus shelter, which has a lifespan of just 30 years. A car bomb exploded in a predominantly Shia commercial district in eastern Baghdad Monday, killing at least 11 civilians and wounding nearly 40 others. There's been no claim of responsibility, but Islamic State frequently targets commercial areas and Shia-majority districts. Kenyan police used tear gas to prevent opposition demonstrators led by former Prime Minister Raila Odinga from storming the offices of the country's Electoral Commission, or IEBC, to demand its dissolution ahead of next year's election. Bonnie Kwale is an opposition lawmaker.
We came to meet IEBC. We did not come to meet the police. We did not come to meet the government. We came to meet an independent commission. Why is the commission being controlled by the government?
The opposition accuses the commission of failing to act on their complaints of incompetence and irregularities in how the last election was conducted. In Egypt Monday, police used tear gas to break up anti-government protests. The latest demonstrations follow the decision by the government of President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi to return two Red Sea islands to Saudi Arabia. They're the latest largest protests since the former armed forces chief took power in 2014. South Africa's ruling African National Congress Monday said it will sue opposition politician Julius Malema after he threatened to remove President Jacob Zuma by force. Malema, head of the Economic Freedom Fighters, was interviewed Sunday by Al Jazeera. He said if the government uses violence to suppress protests, quote, "we will remove this government through the barrel of a gun." The EEF and Democratic Alliance are poised to make gains in local elections scheduled in August. In U.S. presidential politics, voters in five states are to choose more delegates Tuesday, pledged to candidates seeking the White House. In contest Tuesday, delegates are at stake in Pennsylvania, Delaware, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and Maryland. New York businessman Donald Trump looking to burnish his front-runner status, as is former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.